high kick. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. Liberty's going to try for a return and brings it out across the 35.
Already one of the adjustments right there. Two kickoffs in the first half. They both hit the ground. We fumble, you know, trying to get the ball picked up. We're able to catch that one and actually advance it.
So the Eagles will have it first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Into the football game, Kyle Roberts comes out wide on the far side. Two receivers here to the near side. Out wide is Moore, and I believe that's Chris Sharp on the inside. Rodriguez, the tailback, back to pass. It's tipped up and caught by Liberty in the backfield. Now there's some flags thrown. Liberty keeps the momentum going and brings it out to the 40-yard line, but the flag has been thrown.
I think it's going to be a face mask against Stafford.
It was
Carter got his head ripped around there once.
Yeah, Carter threw it. It was batted down, but right back into his hands. Flag is thrown. Carter's like, he tried to rip my face off. So they will step it off from the end of the play. So the Eagles will get some better field position now. Well, is it the 15 or the 5-yard variety as well?
I think that may be what they're discussing here.
Well, they're moving the chains.
Well, so the pass is thrown by Pruitt and also caught by Pruitt.
Yes. So how are you going to put that in your...
Well, I got Pruitt on both sides now. That catch went for 5 yards.
Put it on there.
Put it on there, you know. So far, Carter's most efficient receivers has been himself.
It's the 15.
It is the 15. So that's going to put it about midfield. That's going to put it 48 of Stafford. So Liberty, first and 10 in Stafford territory. Rodriguez will be the tailback, spotted up just left of Carter Pruitt. Eagles will go with the deuce package on each side. Four receivers. See what Rodriguez will do. See if they'll feed him. Snap taken. They're going to put it in his belly. Right up the gun. A big hole. Actually, yeah, that is a nice tote of the rock for Eddie Rodriguez as he picks up some solid yardage.
Being told there's no sound on the stream right now, like the broadcast isn't being in there, so we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. I didn't touch anything. So, second and 4 for the Liberty Eagles. Trips to the near side. One receiver alone to the far side. Rodriguez to the left. We're going to do a little bubble. It's caught by Shar. Shar finds some running room, picks up the first down. Great catch by Chris Shar. He takes it to the Stafford 35. Quick hitter.
Quick hitters, and Shar turned that one up really well. Protected really well. I like the kid. That kid's got some serious upside.
He's got some speed. First and 10 for Liberty at the Stafford 35-yard line. Ball is at the near hash. Rodriguez stays in as the tailback. Trips to the near side. They'll feed it to Rodriguez again. He takes it right up the gut, and he's going to pick up some positive yardage. Again, he gets it across the 35 to about the 30. 2 or 3 yard line.
33, what it's looking like.
Yes, 33, so 2 yard carry. Second and 8. 10:07 to go. 10-6, Stafford. Checking in for Liberty, Kyle Roberts, number 1. He'll line up out wide to the far side. Trips to the far side. Lone receiver here to the near side is Pendergrass. Pruitt awaits the snap, trying to get Stratford to jump offside. There's the snap. Pruitt with the quarterback keeper. He's going to get the first down, and Moore lowers his shoulder, brought down inside the 20 to the 15, first and 10 Eagles. Right there, a little running by Rodriguez. He has, you know, you don't need game breakers. You need positive yardage by that.
And different looks.
And it opens other things up.
Yeah, Liberty's looking really good coming out in this second half, this first drive. They're making some positive things that we couldn't find in the first half.
Well, that run goes 17 big yards.
First and 10 from the Stratford 15. Rodriguez in at tailback, spots up to the left of Pruitt. Deuces on each side. Pruitt, long snap count, takes it, fakes the handoff. He's going to carry it himself up the middle. Stratford that time kind of bought it. That's another where if you're going, you got to sell it a little bit. You know, a pump fake or, you know, they'll look downfield.
And right there, you actually had a guard pulling, so it was kind of an ISO right there.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of
following him,
kind of waiting for it to develop, and it just kind of fell apart there early.
So a gain of 2, second and 8 from the Stratford 13. Liberty trails by 4, 10-6, 8:20 to go in the second. Out wide to the far side, Kyle Roberts, number 1, trips to the short side of the field. Rodriguez in the backfield. Back to pass. Pruitt feels some pressure. Now he's going to be gobbled up. Nothing there. Not much protection. Good downfield coverage by the Indians. Gets harder to throw the ball the shorter the field gets.
And the D-line had great pressure.
Yep.
But the downfield coverage was excellent right there for Stratford.
You know, maybe a little screen or something, which, because Stratford's really aggressive right now.
Yeah, they're coming.
So, you know, maybe a little screen to Rodriguez.
Or a little drag across the middle.
Yeah, drag route, right. Eagles trips. Well, they're going to go 2x2. Pruitt out of the shotgun. Drops back to pass, looking downfield. Gets some pressure again, and he is gobbled up. Penalty flag is thrown.
Well, they may call a horse collar, possibly.
Yeah.
Pruitt's a little miffed as he gets off the turf.
Well, Liberty's getting beat on this right side. They're not able to contain. Now, Stratford's kind of moved some of their D linemen around a little bit. But the penalty, see who that's going to be on. Is it the horse collar?
Face mask.
Second face mask call on this offensive drive for Liberty against Stratford. From the 17-yard line. So that's going to bring up third and 2.
So how many yards was that penalty?
It should have been half the distance, probably.
Okay, so about 12 yards if it's half the
distance. Yeah. So, Eagles, they got first and 10 on the scoreboard. So, again, Pruitt with the carry, breaking loose and getting just shy of the 5-yard line. So now it's going to be fourth and I'm not sure because the scoreboard's got one and the chain gang. Now the chain gang has fourth and short.
Fourth and short from about what?
Yeah. Well, they're saying fourth and 4, but
it's fourth and
less
four
than
on,
one.
Fourth and 1 on the 5.
Eagles again out of the shotgun. Rodriguez spots up left to Pruitt. Pruitt's going to keep it. Tried to get outside, and not going to do it. He's not going to get outside, and Carter's down. Slow to get up. He was dragged from down from behind, and the coaching staff's going to have to come and check out Carter Pruitt, who again is down on the field. 6:16 to go here in the third. Eagles turn it over on downs.
Carter's up.
Carter's up and coming to the sideline. So, how many carries does Carter have now?
Right now, Carter Pruitt, 20 carries. 20 carries, 112 yards. Reese has a couple of carries for 12 also. Rodriguez, 2 carries here in the second half for 9.
Well, the Stratford Indians hold off a threat by the Liberty Eagles. We got an official timeout. Water break with 6:16 to go in the third. 10-6, Stratford, you're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Martha Vance Samaritan Outreach Center is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization that provides shelter for the homeless, food for the hungry, and clothes for those in need. We operate a soup kitchen twice daily at noon and 5 p.m. and a food pantry on Tuesday and Thursday morning between 9 and 12. If you or someone you know is in need or would like to make a donation, please contact us. We are located at 715 Missouri Avenue in West Plains and can be reached at 417-257-7792. Thank you.
Let's face it, most of us will have a time where we need some extra money. If that is you right now, gather your gold and silver jewelry and get to the Ozark Trading Post on Oak Street in Mountain View. Randy buys and loans on gold and silver, guns, and more. See Ozark Trading Post for a huge selection of musical instruments as well. And don't be surprised when a pick-in session breaks out. Get to Ozark Trading Post. You never know what you will find. Go Eagles!
And welcome back, Liberty Eagle Football Week 1. Big thank you again to Ozark Healthcare. Along Monty's Outdoors, you know, Tyler, game cameras, they've changed the outdoors, and you'll find game cameras at Monty's Outdoors, and it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blast. Dave's Auto Service, Simmons Bank, Casey's Tree Service, Ozark Trading Post, 1st and 10 for the Stratford Indians. Handoff, draw play up the middle, runs into the official, breaks a couple tackles, brought down. After a big gain, Morton tackled at about the 25, and another Liberty Eagle slow to get up.
It's like pantograph cramps.
Yeah, that appears what it is. It's cramps.
I'd say they had his leg straight up in the air, rubbing on that calf muscle.
Wow, what an 18-yard pickup there by Morton.
Right up the gut. So, does Pendergraft come to the, yeah, he's coming to the sideline. Bananas, pickle juice
was the
thing.
Yeah, I hate it.
I know.
But you cramped bad back in the day.
Oh, man.
But pickle juice, after I started the pickle juice, it works.
1st and 10, Stratford down. They got a pistol formation. They'll hand it off again. Running up the gut is number one, Morton. And now Morton's starting to get going. Liberty with some substitution. Checking in, Robert Thal.
Glasscock coming off.
So 2nd and 5 for the Indians. The ball is at their own 28-yard line. On, I don't know if this may be the hottest high school football game ever. Got sweat in my eyes. 2nd and 5. Stratford takes the snap. Edelstein hands it off. Morton again on the far side. Liberty doing a better job stringing it out. Now Liberty will send a couple fresh players in. Coming off is Brody Rutledge and Kenyon Walls. Third and three for the Indians. Can the Liberty defense step up one more time? Liberty, four down linemen. Snap. They're going to hand it off to Morton. Morton looks to get to the edge, cuts it back inside. See where they spot him.
Spot him short.
I believe so.
Should be about a fourth and one here, like from the 31.
Now, if you're Stratford, will you go for it? I mean, it's dangerous. You're only up by four, and the smart thing is punt it. Your defense has been has held Liberty to 6 points.
Fourth and two.
Fourth and two, and Rodriguez backs up for the punt return. He backs up to about the Liberty 40. That punter, he can boot it. It's easier to run into it than... Here comes the snap. That could be a delay of game, but punt is
off.
What
a beauty.
Yeah. And Stratford will down it near the 25. He's 86. He is fast. He's been a problem on special teams all night. 86.
A 45-yard punt.
Alex Edwards. Yep, sophomore. So the Eagles with 4:03 to go in the third, trailing by four, will have the football. And see what they can get going here.
See the Indians struck in the first quarter on that nice 35-yard field goal. Hey, we're not used to seeing those, Gary. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
You got a good field goal kicker. There's a lot of points.
You've probably been 3 or 4 years since I've even seen a field goal.
Yeah, it's
attempted.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Liberty's had some really good field goal kickers. Ethan, Cody Martin, Derek Daniels, Foy back in the day.
Ripko.
First and 10. Liberty goes empty, trips, back to pass. Ball is cold.
And face mask again.
Close. And that was caught by Adrian Pendergraft with a flag.
I was going to say he's cramped up again, but they're going to attack on another
15
face mask on that one.
That's the third face mask.
Personal foul for another 15.
Yeah, that's three personal face mask calls against Stratford here in the third. 3:57 to go. 10-6. Liberty having players cramping up left and right. Gavin Reese, he's cramping. Adrian Pendergraft is cramping.
Now, was that a 15-yard penalty?
It was, yeah.
Yes.
Well, the Indians have been penalized four times.
So Liberty will have it now, first and 10 from their own 44. Rodriguez in at tailback, trips to the far side. Eli Moore all alone here to the near side. Pritt's going to keep it, and he gets ripped in the backfield.
Uh-oh.
Spins out of it, reverses, and
good
got
drop.
Some running room, makes a juke. Find some more running room on the far side and is finally brought down at the Stratford 36-yard line. Great run by Carter Pruitt as he reversed the field.
I think Carter's cramping right now. We've said his name over and over again tonight. Chris Schar had a seal block when he reversed that. When he reversed the field, Chris Schar stayed home over there and made the block that sprung Carter there.
Well, now we've got a freshman coming in at quarterback, number 12, because Gavin Reese is out cramping. Now Carter Pruitt is out cramping, who is number 12 for Liberty.
Braden Mays.
Yep, Braden Mays. So timeout on the field. We'll come back. 3:31 to go into third, 10-6. Stratford, you're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9. the Fox.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave as friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Hey Eagles fans, after the game, stay tuned for The Locker Room Show, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew. That'll be your opportunity to call in, talk about the game, and hand out game balls to those deserving players. It's The Locker Room Show every Friday night after Liberty Eagles football right here on the Fox 96.9. Look forward to hearing from you. 257-0369, 257-0-FOX is the number. Get those game balls ready. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, welcome back. Here we are, Liberty Eagle football, 96.9, the Fox, week one. And on a hot August night, the Eagles on the road at Stratford trail the Indians 10-6. Carter Pruitt back up, but still have to come out for a play, as it is, you know, you can tell he's just, his calves are just, They're cramping up on him, just coming from one sideline to over to here.
Hey, Gary, I was just informed that possibly the hottest game, Hogan Prep at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That was extremely hot as well.
Yeah, Dave Ledgewood sent me that correspondence also.
All right, so new quarterback working out of the shotgun. Takes snap. They're going to hand it off to Char. Char tries the jet sweep. He gets lit up by Morton at the line of scrimmage. So, staying in at quarterback, Braden Mays, 3'10" and counting. As Coach Holland talks with Mays, gives him the play, and now Mays will go to the huddle. Second and 10. As again, Pruitt, it's going to be a little bit before Carter's able to come back in. See what Mays can do.
Looks like Eddie.
Yeah, Rodriguez is going to take the snap. He's got Moore back there as a lead blocker. Rodriguez gets it, and he's just blown up. He didn't get any help from his receivers here to the near side to block. Receivers just released, went downfield, and no gain. So, third and 10 now for the Liberty Eagles. Liberty's really cramping up. Stratford, not seen much of a problem cramping. Bananas, pickle juice, some of those electrolytes in. I believe it's Rodriguez staying in at quarterback. Trips here to the near side. He's going to run it, or is he going to throw it? He is going to throw it. Caught. No,
they're going to
say incomplete.
Extremely good coverage there.
Pass intended for Braden Mays.
Edelstein come right over the top, made a great defensive play there.
Now, here you are, 4th and 11 at the Stratford 36. Do you go for it, or do you, your punter's on the sideline, cramping up. So, or they're going to try, yeah, Carter's going to check in. How long before you get another cramp after cramping like that?
Oh, it never leaves.
Right.
Eddie just came off cramping.
1:40 to go in the third. A 10-6 ball game. Stratford with the lead. Carter Pruitt out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back. Pressure. Zips one. And it's intercepted. Second pick of the game for Stratford, and a nice return. Loose football. Now it's a scrum.
He's down. They're calling him down on contact. Stratford ball.
Stratford football. is the call. See what it is right now. Liberty, actually.
I think that's Liberty football. That could be Liberty football.
They're going to say, Strapper, that he was down by contact before.
Yeah, the side judge came over there saying the ground knocked it out. I'm not sure I agree with it, but.
So, the Eagles, two picks in this game. First and 10 for Stratford. Stratford with the momentum. Can the Liberty defense get another stop? Stratford will go with 2x2 package, one tailback. Edelstein hands it off, and it's Stratford to the 40. Edelstein with the keeper. Positive yardage. Second and 5 for the second and 4 for the Stratford Indians. Now they got it marked at the 46-yard line. You know, if you're Stratford, right, they're milking it a little bit right now. Second and 4 for the Stratford Indians. Edelstein works out of the shotgun. Morton spotted up just to the left of him. High snap, dropping back. Quick throw. It's caught on the far side. Liberty, quick tackle made. Short gain on the play.
That was a good coverage there by Liberty. Pass underneath, and they were able to close in on it for just a couple yard gain there. Going to bring up like 3rd and 2. Third and 1.
Third and a long 1, short 2. But we're down to the final seconds of the 3rd. Stratford does not have to take a snap if they don't want. And they will not. That's the end of the 3rd. One more quarter to go. Stratford will have the football when we come back to start.
Whether you're looking for insurance for your home, farm, personal property, toys, or even businesses, look no further than Able Insurance. They have over 30 years' experience specializing in business and over-the-road trucking insurance. So if you need it insured, we are Able. Able Insurance. Find out how Able can save you money. See them in Mountain View at 507 Elm Street or give them a call at 934-0128. Able to serve and able to save you money.
A lot has changed in 45 years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. If you need a place to store your things, Greg's has storage units. And if you need to haul stuff, they rent U-Haul too. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 45 years and counting.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from The Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark, exquisite business stationery that speaks class, envelopes that make a statement, invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart, and top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Horse Trader, your vision on print.
And welcome back. 10-6, Stratford. 3rd and a long 1. Power formation, and they're going to hand it off to Morton, and a big hole opens up, and Morton gets it across midfield into Liberty territory down at the 38-yard line. 1st and 10, Stratford.
18-yard pickup from Morton.
Eagles down by 4, 1:44 to go in this ball game. Edelstein has Ross and Morton in the backfield. Two receivers here to the near side. They're going to milk it for as much as they can. And they'll hand it off this time to Ross. Good. Nice tackle by Carter Pruitt. And that's going to be a loss of about a yard. We'll see where they spot it. They're going to no gain, so second and 10.
Good read there by Carter. Stayed home, made a good open field tackle.
Again, Stratford really in no hurry. You know, you think just being up by four, you would, you know, but the way this game has went, you know, Stratford's defense has been able to stymie the Eagles' offense. Second and 10, split backfield, Ross and Morton. Ross comes up, they fake the handoff. Edelstein rolls out the pass, middle of the field, incomplete. Pass was intended for Vossi. And it'll bring up third and 10.
Well, the Indians have used three different receivers. Vossi, Mullins, and Ross.
If the air would just move. Play clock down to 25 seconds. Game clock down to 10:27. Edelstein has motion near side. To the far, trips now on the left side. Edelstein back to pass. Moore with pressure. Zips one down. Oh, he is wide open. Nobody near him. And Stratford takes it in for six as Liberty defense was way out of position. And Stratford puts six more on the board and they go up by 10. 63 yards.
On that bomb to the right side of the field. That was Ross, if I'm correct.
Yeah. I think you are correct. 16-6. Liberty again. Carter or Gavin there on the sideline. I think the heat is just kind of got to him. Extra point is up, and it's good. 17-6, Stratford. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Ask Shelter agent Andrea McNew at Mountain View about Shelter's competitive auto insurance rates.
Parts City. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at Parts City Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local Parts City Auto Parts.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Parts
City. And welcome back.
Hello.
17.
I am Missouri State Treasurer Vivek Malik. How would you like a tax break and help kids? You can with the Most Scholars program. When you make a donation to Most Scholars to provide scholarships, you can cut up to half of your state income taxes. The Most Scholars tax credit is available for individuals and businesses. Learn more by going to mostscholars.com or you may call 573-751-8533.
Sponsored by the Missouri State Treasurer's Office.
And welcome back. 17-6, Stratford. Stratford to kick it off. Line drive kick and caught by Chris Schar back at the 20. Schar gets it to the 30-yard line. First and 10, Liberty. Right now all the momentum is over on the Stratford Indians sideline. as the Eagles try to find some offense.
Boy, again, that kickoff coverage for the Indians has been phenomenal tonight. They are streaking their lanes.
His special teams is really performing well for Stratford right now.
Yeah.
Or it has all night.
Yeah. Well, definitely, you know, if you were who's winning the battle of special teams, you know, Stratford, they got the field goal and just the hustle on special teams. First and 10 for Liberty. Carter Pruitt all alone, empty backfield, takes the snap, it's low, reaches down, picks it up, now looks to the right side and finds Kyle Roberts, but they're going to say incomplete. Snap was low, and when you're running the shotgun, if your quarterback has to drop his head to pick the ball up,
it really disrupts the play.
It throws the timing off. Right from the start.
Yeah, everything is out of kilter. 10:03 on the clock, 2nd and 10. 17-6, Stratford. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning and Dave Quinn. Behind the camera, Ricky Smith. Empty backfield, Pruitt back to pass. He's got all kinds of pressure. Eludes some, gets across the line of scrimmage, forced out of bounds. Short gain. See where they spot him.
Still got 10 minutes left here.
Oh, yeah.
So, lots of time.
Just can Carter hold up?
Yep.
He's kind of been our offense. Stop Carter, you stop the Eagles. It's going to be 3rd and 7. Carter picks up 3 on the play. Again, empty backfield. Slot left. Pruitt, another low snap, has to pick it up off the grass. And there's
a hold.
There's a hold. Pruitt throws it away, but it's going to be a 10-yard penalty. Stratford's pinning their ears back, and the Liberty left side over there, they've not been able to stave off that pass rush by the Indians.
And that is Liberty's first penalty of the game.
Wow.
I think the defensive end here on the near side just got up the field too far, and our tackle there just grabbed the hold.
Well,
last ditch effort there.
Yeah, if he didn't, Carter was going to get sacked. So, will they mark it off or decline it? Because Liberty, Liberty yardage here so far in the second half? What have they kind of mustered up?
Well, Pruitt here in the second half has carried the ball 6 times. Also, see, Rodriguez has carried 3 times.
So Carter's approaching 30 carries.
I was going to say 26, 27.
He has 12 plus 6, 18 carries.
Oh, is that it? That's all?
Yes.
I thought he was close to 20, but yeah.
Liberty with a total offense of 211.
So after the penalty, it's 3rd and 17 for the Eagles. The ball is marked back at their 23-yard line. So the Eagles need a big play right here. So you got Shar and Kyle Roberts out wide to the near side. Eli Moore and Rodriguez to the far side. Pruitt rolls to the far side, head up, looking downfield. Zips one again. Just not sure who Carter's trying to get it to. So 4th and long.
That was Silas Morton on the coverage. Nice coverage. But they have really guarded these receivers of Liberty well.
Fourth down, 4th and 17. 17-6, Stratford. Liberty scored on their opening drive, and that's been it.
I was going to say, Stratford's been able to adjust everything that we've done since.
And punt, end over end. It's going to be caught at the 42 and returned and brought down at the Liberty 40. So great field position for the Stratford Indians. Four down territory, and they're going to milk that clock with only 9:33 to go. And Liberty trailing by 11. Liberty needs two touchdowns.
A 36-yard punt, but it was low, kind of a line drive. Allowed that receiver to get it back.
Kyle Roberts made a good, shucked a good block there to make the tackle there in the open field. So
now, I believe Adrian Pendergraft has moved back to free safety in place of Gavin Reese. You can just tell here on the sideline, Gavin does not feel well. Split backfield, handoff, Morton right up the middle, gets it to the 35.
Brody Rutledge with a big pop there in the middle.
Going to bring up second and six. 9:13 in county, 17-6 your score in Stratford. Going to take their time. Snap the football when that play clock gets down into single digits, or you would kind of think that. The more time they can tick off the clock, the more they take away for a Liberty comeback. Three down linemen. Hands it off to Morton. Morton up the middle, breaks the tackle, breaks another tackle, gets outside. He's gone. Touchdown, Stratford. Morton put six more on the board. Liberty not tackling very well.
Oof. 35-yard run by Morton.
23-6. The hole has gotten much deeper. Stratford will line up for the point after, but there is a penalty flag thrown. There is a penalty flag back at the Liberty 19-yard line, actually.
Perhaps maybe a hold. I think the Indians are kind of marching back.
See what it is. Touchdown is good.
I think they said after the play, unsportsmanlike.
On the Indians. 23-6. Week one. High expectations for Liberty. There's still time.
Still time, and I mean, it's a young season.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you're battling the conditions right now. People cramping.
You know, Stratford has not turned the football over. Liberty's turned it over twice. And the extra point is up. And it is good.
Yeah, they have a kicker, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That's a weapon. 24-6. Stratford up by 18 with 8:33 to go in the first. Taking a break, coming right back. You're listening to Eagle Football.
For insurance coverage of your personal property, such as home and auto, or personal coverage with a Medicare supplemental insurance, stay in your hometown. Hometown Insurance and Mountain View writes for some of the nation's top providers, and they have over 80 years combined experience. You can't buy experience and knowledge, but you can use it to your advantage with a trip to see Matt Wilbanks and his staff at Hometown Insurance in Mountain View.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Nurse practitioner Adam Madison is proud to be the Liberty Eagles team provider. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hey, welcome back. We're in an official timeout, and that gives us a chance to wipe the sweat off of us. Again, Liberty with 8:33. They're down 18. You know, you need
You need some quick strikes.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, just a lot of things are not going right. Liberty's offensive line can't hold off the defensive attack pressure by Stratford. Liberty's not throwing the ball very well. You know, I mean, just some of the throws are, whether it's receivers not running the right route or just
ball sailing. I mean, you're going to have high humidity. I mean, the ball's covered in sweat.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of
issues.
There's issues with playing in August when it's 100 degrees outside.
Oh, my goodness. I think I've lost 10 pounds.
Absolutely.
You know, I told you we was going to have meat sweat.
But, you know, I am really impressed with this team speed by the Indians.
Yes.
Overall speed is phenomenal.
I thought Liberty was going to be that quick team, but Stratford has made Liberty not.
They kind of one-upped us there on the speed tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Here's the kick, and it's going to be a deep kick. Oh, you better pick it up. Now you better run. You better run quick. And Liberty makes a move in the backfield, gets some running room, and breaks a tackle, spins out of another, and brought down at the 24-yard line. So
Kyle Roberts on the return.
That for a second, that looked a little bit ugly, but Kyle was able to...
That was good out of that one.
Maybe something happened.
Chris Shaw with a nice block on the inside allowed maybe an extra 5 yards on that carry, that reception.
So... we have an injured player down. I believe that's a Stratford Indian.
Yep.
So the Eagles will take a break. And again, you know, Liberty's had several players cramping, and you know, you got to think that Carter's probably playing through a little bit of cramping.
I think I'm cramping right now, as a matter of fact. Got an injury up in the box.
Through that last little possession there, is like, you know, it's hot in here, but then a skunk has sprayed here close.
Yes.
And that's all you can smell is hot skunk.
See, that now, that's one. I had COVID in 2020, and I still can't smell.
Well, you got the advantage on us, brother, right now.
Oh, because you can. It's rather loud.
It's very potent.
I can't smell that for nothing.
Pepe Le Pew is in the building.
That actually was a shocker, but boy, it felt pretty good. We're resorting to pouring water on ourselves now. Okay, the injured player is off to the sideline. It was Stratford Indian cramping. Eagles, first and 10. Rodriguez is going to be spotted up as the tailback. Eagles will go 2x2 on the receiver set. Pruitt takes the snap, drops straight back, looks downfield, nowhere to go. Now all kinds of pressure. Now he finds a target. Boom! Big hit. And a loose football.
I think he held on to it.
He held on to it.
Yeah.
Eli Moore.
He got rocked, but he made a heck of a good catch there.
So Eli Moore makes the catch. Boise with the big hit. Stratford's having some fun. They're teeing off now.
Yeah. Well, you can just, the momentum is.
You can crank that up, you know.
Momentum is such a huge, huge part of these ball games.
So, no gain, second and 10 for the Eagles. 8:12 on the clock. 24-6 is your score. Stratford. Liberty scored first, their first drive, and that's been it. Threw it out of the shotgun. Four receivers, two on each side, threw it back to pass, looking down the middle of the field, and he finds
Braden Mays
wide open. He's brought down just shy of the Liberty 45, and that's the biggest play for Liberty in a long time.
Maybe in the whole second half. He made a great move. There's as soon as he spun,
freshman,
to get the extra 7 or 8.
Again, 2x2, Rodriguez The lone tailback threw it out of the shotgun. Back to pass again. Looks and finds Mays once again on the sideline. Steps out of bounds. Picks up 12 yards.
Mays is actually a sophomore.
Oh, okay. All right. So back-to-back catches by Mays. Just under 8 minutes to go. A score, a stop, and a score. You know, you cut it to four. There's not much time left. Pruitt, back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Now he breaks through. He finds the seam, and he's going to step out of bounds, and Pruitt will pick up 11 yards on the carry.
That was a great read. He stayed in the pocket. Once the pocket started collapsing, then he got up in it.
Yes.
And was able to make the positive out of a negative there.
Liberty with 15 first downs.
7:40 left to go in the fourth.
24-6. Eagles trying to put some more points on the board. They scored in the first quarter. Britt rolls to the far side. He's got a receiver off to the side, and it's Eli Moore catches, but nice coverage by Stratford. Now Moore's cramping again. He's down. Official timeout. We'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
So your car won't start. Or when it does, it sounds like it's about ready for liftoff. You have problems. You need Dave's Auto Service on 5th Street in Mountain View. Dave's has been keeping Eagles fans on the road for many years and will continue to keep you going. If you get stranded or locked out, Dave's Auto Service offers AAA roadside service too. Dave's Auto Service, repairs you can trust. Call 934-6758.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
And welcome back. We've got 7:25 to go in the fourth. Again, we still have a injured player, Eli Moore. Now he's up. Cramping's been a major issue tonight for Liberty. That has, well, it's taken Gavin out of the ball game. It took Carter out
for a series and a half.
Yep.
Eddie Rodriguez took him out. Now Eli, he's coming off.
Pickle juice, boys and girls, I'm telling you.
I know like the way the weeks are laid out, but these first two games are just so tough. It's just so hot.
Yes. Second and eight for the Eagles. Rodriguez in the backfield. Pruitt takes the snap, rolls towards us, the near side. Looking downfield, he's got a receiver knocked away. Great coverage. I mean, that pass was put where it needed to be, but really good coverage by Mullins as he knocks it away.
You got to credit the defense right there. Carter made, that's probably the best throw Carter's made tonight.
Yes.
I mean, he's on the run, you know, to his left there, and he put the ball right on the money. It was just good defense.
And this game right here, you know, yes, it's week one, but it's big in the sense district seedings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the Eagles now will look at third and eight, 7:09 on the clock. The ball is at Stratford 27-yard line. Trips to the far side. Deuces to the near. Pruitt rolling out, looking downfield. And incomplete. Kind of threw it again. Not putting it, he's putting it on the wrong shoulder, putting it behind his receivers instead of in a place where they can catch it, secure it, and make a football move.
Yeah, that ball had some heat on it too.
Yeah.
he put some zip on that one.
Fourth and eight now for the Eagles. This right here could pretty much be the fate of Liberty. in week one. This is a big play. Liberty's kind of bread and butter has been Carter just running it, but you know Stratford, they've got spies on Carter right now, and it's making it really hard for him to find much running room. Five wideouts. Pruitt rolls to the near side. Here comes all kinds of pressure, and he's way behind the line of scrimmage. And
he's got
him way downfield, and he drops it! Wide open, and he can't hang on to it. Oh, that one is going to hurt.
Oh, Kyle Roberts had it.
In his hands.
In his hands, and he was trying to keep his feet inbounds and just lost it at the last second.
Ouch. So the Eagles will turn it over on downs, and it's not looking well. 6:55 to go in the contest, and the Eagles are down by 18. They scored one touchdown, and that was on their first drive in the first quarter. They've moved the ball a little, you know.
Yeah, there's been times. I mean, we've had 60-yard possessions and just could not finish.
Oh, that one right there is a bummer. Stratford going to keep it on the ground and keep that clock running. Even if they don't get a first down, you know, they're going to run the clock down to 3 minutes, anyway. Play clock is at 30 seconds. Game clock at 6:26. Eagles moving around, shifting around defensively as Edelstein will wait for that play clock to get down to single digits. Now it's down to 8. Edelstein with the snap. He's going to keep it himself right up the middle. Breaks a couple tackles, and there's a good tackle by Roberts on Edelstein. Flag on the play. Clock will stop. See who that is going to be against. Holding Stratford, 10-yard penalty. You know, Stratford, I mean, looking at their big boogaboo here in this game has been penalties.
Yeah.
Three
15-yarders.
They've been penalized 6 times. Yeah, you're correct. Actually, 3 15-yarders and 1 12 that was halfway to the goal.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 2nd and 8 for the Stratford Indians. 5:50 to go. Stratford's going to keep it on the ground, you would think, and just grind it out. They're in the driver's seat. Edelstein hands it off. And there's a big hole that opens up off on the far side as Morton steps out of bounds at the 40. And he'll pick up the first down.
That kid can play.
Well, Stratford offensively, you know, they've got Ross, they've got Morton, and Edelstein runs it just enough that you have to kind of play honest a little bit.
But Ross and Morton have been, I mean, just outstanding tonight for Stratford.
Yeah, Edelstein has 9 carries. 2 here in the second half and 7 in the first half.
Ross, their leading rusher, or is it Morton?
Actually, Morton is their leading rusher with 140 yards.
Wow. 1st and 10 for Stratford at their own 40. And another handoff. And this is to Ross. And Ross brings it out across the 45. Brought down at the 46-yard line. Stratford now picking up big hunks on Liberty. As the Eagles will lick their wounds try to regroup and get ready for Adrian, who played for a state championship last year in Class 1, and they got several returning players. A couple stud running backs. Edelstein out of the pistol. And Edelstein's going to keep it, and he's brought down in the backfield. Nice job defensively by, that's Carl.
Jake Carl.
Jake Carl, yeah.
Making a nice play there.
So week one, first live video broadcast. We hope it's turned out well. I mean, there's some hiccups, and we will work through all that. It's a complicated thing doing this live video stream.
It's a different animal.
It is a totally different animal. But hopefully it's...
We'll get the bugs worked out.
Yep, 4 minutes to go in the ball game. 24-6, Stratford. Pistol, and a handoff up the middle again is Morton, and he is just chewing Liberty up right now. Morton is just kind of picking up 6, 5, and 6 yards at a whack. First and 10, and in Liberty territory at the 46.
3:40 left.
Yeah, Morton, just a terrific night for him. 149 yards.
Yeah, Liberty's just not been able to...
Just not had an answer for him?
No. They did early, but yep. Then Ross was gouging Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty adjusts to kind of slow Ross down. Morton takes off. First and 10 for the Indians. Another handoff to Ross, and Ross is going to pick up 3 yards in Liberty territory. Second and looks about 2nd and 7. Just under 3 minutes to go. 24-6 Stratford. Eagles really creeping up in the box. Stratford waits for the play clock to get into single digits before they snap it. Edelstein with the snap. They get it to Ross, and Ross is hitting the backfield. Brody Rutledge gets in on the action. It'll bring up third down. You know, I was kind of thinking Liberty might get the football back with a little over 3 minutes, but 3rd and 11, 2:07 to go. It'll be about 1:50 when Stratford takes the snap. They'll let the clock run way down. It's at 7 seconds now, the play clock. Out of the pistol. They'll toss it to Morton. Morton looks to get outside. Hurdles one Liberty player. And is brought down at the 32-yard line, and that's going to do it. Indians are going to come away victorious week one over the Liberty Eagles. Eagles couldn't get much offense going, a little bit here and there, but it was mostly, you know,
kind of spurts. You know, it kind of, we'd have a couple drives, it looked pretty good, and then just couldn't finish. That first half, if we would have finished it one or two more drives.
Yeah.
It's a total different ball game in the second half.
Stratford hands it off to Ross. Ross up the middle. Again, Stratford just picking up big chunks of yardage. Liberty defenders are back on the turf. So another first down. Here's where a little pride needs to set in right here. You know, you got 90 seconds. You don't want Stratford to score. Stratford would like to. Liberty's kind of own Stratford.
And we've got some young kids in there right now. So let's finish this on a positive note here.
1:10 to go. Edelstein takes the snap, hands it off. and a short gain on the play. 34 into the ball game for the Indians. Now we're down to 48 seconds. Mana Dragon with that carry. Down to 30 seconds. This will probably be the last snap right here. When the Indians take the snap, it's going to be under 20 seconds. And if he was Edelstein, you could just run all the way back to the other end zone. He's just going to take a knee. And that's going to do it. Stratford hosts the Liberty Eagles and picks up the win. The 18-point victory, 24-6. Liberty only able to score on that first offensive drive, and that was it. Defensively, there's a lot of work to be done. But defensively, there were some moments there. There were some big stops.
Some good plays in the secondary. We just couldn't put enough together to stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Once the backs from Stratford, I mean, they just chewed us up tonight.
Well, and we gave up really good field position. One punt, a 7-yard punt, it gave Stratford the football at the Liberty 40-yard line. They scored.
A couple turnovers.
And it was just not a real good, crisp night for the Liberty Eagles. But
won. This is a new team.
New
era here.
Yeah.
It's the growing pains that we're going to have to face here. We talked about it on the way up here. You know, this first 2 weeks, it could be a buzzsaw for us.
Oh yeah, well, first four games, I mean, you've got Adrian week two, Thayer week three, Ava week four, and Ava is, ladies and gentlemen, they're loaded. They are loaded. So they're going to be a handful. So,
and you know, they're gunning for a little retribution of what we did to them last year at their house.
Right, exactly. So 24-6, we'll take a 30-second break, come back, and go through game stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
When you need a bonded and insured company with the trust only years of quality service can bring, you need Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service in Mountain View and Willis Springs. If you break down or have an accident, you can trust Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service to do the job. They have the experience and the equipment to do any job, from small car to semis. Keep this number in your phone, 934-6594, and call Gentleman Jim's anytime you need a tow. Gentleman Gyms in Mountain View and Willis Springs.
All right, welcome back. Well, Dave, how does it look statistically for both teams tonight?
Well, Liberty, a total offense of 256, rushing 165, threw it 142 yards on the ground. Reese had 12 yards on